The Gemara over here on Chaf Amud Beis continues with the responsibilities of the king of the Mech. So the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Isai, look over here, 12 lines down. At the beginning of the line, Tanya Resi Yomer, Shalosh Mitzvahs and Stavi Yisur B'chnisas on the Oretz. Three mitzvahs Klaiso was commanded when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Lahamid Lahamelech, to establish a Jewish king, obviously preferably Malchus Beis David, as we've discussed, but another king would also suffice. Ulahachar Zara Shal Amalek, to eliminate the existence of Amalek. Velivnos Lahem Beis Abchira, and build the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know which one comes first. Kishu Omer Ki Yad Al Keis Ka Mucham Al Hashem Ba Amalek. The pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach. Havi Omer Laham Le Melech Tchila Ve'en Kisei Al Melech. The pasuk says Ki Yad Al Keis Ka. First, it discusses the Kisei of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why it's written Chaser. As long as Amalek exists, the Kisei of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. Followed by Mucham Al Hashem Ba Amalek. Then comes Mucham Amalek. Then, v'adayin any idea, im livlo is lehem beis ha-b'chira, t'chilo l'hachar zao shal amalek. Okay, so first you have to be mamel lehem melech. Then comes amalek. But which comes first? Beis ha-b'chira, building the beis ha-mikdash, or eradicating amalek? So then the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Parshas, re'ei, v'heniach lochem mikol ha-veichem, v'hayi ha-malkom asher yivchar Hashem. First, that we will be allowed to live peacefully from all of our enemies. Meaning Amalek will no longer bother us. Then, V'hayi Amalkom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Then we'll come to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen and build the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Seder HaDvarim. First it's supposed to be Laham Le Melech, then Lahach Rizar Shal Amalek, then Liv Nois Lehem Beis HaBchira. So Salvechik claimed that the Gemara goes to great lengths to quote from different psukim as to the order of events. So clearly it sounds like from this Gemara that the Beis HaBchira, building the Beis HaMikdash, is the last step. First you have to then eradicate Amalek, then you can build a Beis HaMikdash. So in 1967, when they conquered the Har HaBayis, there was a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and excitement, understandably so, and people wanted to use this as a precursor, or you know, as an opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash. So Salvechik was opposed to it, because the Gemara says there has to be a Seder HaDvarim. So yes, it's true, they had a Jewish government. So he considered that to be Laham Lehem Melech. We discussed that earlier in the year, that it could be a Jewish government itself qualifies or constitutes a Jewish Malchus, a Jewish state. But at the same time, they hadn't been far from it, being Machriz Zara Shel Amalek, of eradicating those who see it as their mission to destroy the Jewish people. Those people, unfortunately, still do exist. So since the Seder HaDvarim hasn't happened yet, we're not at the stage yet, therefore, we're not ready to build the Beis HaBechira. So since we haven't been Machriz Zara Shel Amalek, we don't have the opportunity of building the Beis HaMikdash either. Yeah. That was discussing then, but here now too.
Yeah, but then there was Amalek, though.
Well, they destroyed Amalek. Shaul left alive Agag, but they did wage a war against Amalek, and they did beat them.
As long as there's still one alive, how are they allowed to?
I guess Shaul did wrong, but for all intents and purposes, Amalek was defeated.
Both times.
Yeah. Well, that was when they first came in, but this is also assumed to be the framework or the pattern which has to be followed for the Binyan Bayis Shlishi as well.
Jonathan? I don't know.
Oh.
And the perm also.
Huh?
The perm was
right, that's what we have, right. However, there is a Yushalmi in Maaseh Sheni, which they quoted at the time. The Yushalmi tells us in Maaseh Sheni that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt before the coming of Mashiach. Others were opposed to it for other reasons. Even though the Yushalmi, for the same reason, but from a different source, even though the Yushalmi tells us that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash will take place before the restoration of Malchus Beis David, meaning before the coming of Mashiach, so it sounds like the Beis HaMikdash will come before Mashiach, it's explicitly, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Megillah otherwise, says the Gemara, Kevin Shenivnez Yushalayim Ba David. First Yushalayim will be rebuilt, then Mashiach Ben David will come. Mekevin Sheba David Basa Tfila. Then once Mashiach Ben David comes, this is the Seder HaGeula, then Tfila will come. This doesn't mean davening, and then finally the guy will go to Minyan. That's not what this means. Yeah, Mashiach has to come first. No, we're all davening either way. This refers to davening in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'kevin shabasa tefila. Once tefila comes, basa avoda, then avoda will come. So then the Beis HaMikdosh will be rebuilt. So it sounds like from the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, the Achrayim asked this contradiction between the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah and the Yushalmi in Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah says first Mashiach ben David will come, then the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Whereas the Yushalmi says first the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then the Mashiach, then Malchus Beis David will be restored. So many change the Girsa. The Binyan Sion, who's the same author as the Aruch Laner, as well as other Achrayim, changed the Girsa. In the Yushalmi there's an alternate Girsa. That not Shebeis HaMikdash Asa Libanos, but rather She Yushalayim Asa Libanos. First, Yushalayim will be rebuilt, which Baruch Hashem we've seen to a great degree in our time. Then, Mashiach will come. But Yushalayim will be rebuilt before the coming of Mashiach, but not the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash will only come after Mashiach ben David has already come. So that's why many, slowed it down. Many were not as excited about building the Beis HaMikdash in 1967, even though, of course, it was a time of great excitement. But both the Gemara here in Sanhedrin claims that the Beis HaMikdash can only be rebuilt after the destruction of Melchemes HaMalek, and from the Yushalmi, Masechtas Maaseh Sheni, according to that alternate Girsa, and according to the Gemara Megillah, perhaps you can only build the Beis HaMikdash after Mashiach ben David has already come. So first you have to do Machriz El Shalmalek, Mashiach has to come, then we can build the Beis HaMikdash. But what is the source for this mitzvah? Again, shalosh mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'knisas on the Eretz. Three mitzvahs Klal Yisrael were commanded upon entering Eretz Yisrael. L'hamin le'melech, l'hachriz Eretz Shalomalech. We know the sources for those mitzvahs. Where is the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rambam claims it's from a pasuk in this week's parasha, in Parashas Truma. Writes the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Chof, Shetivanu livnois Beis Avoda Boi. We have a mitzvah to build a house of worship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo Yiyu HaKrova. And that's where we will bring the karbonos. V'hu Amr Yis'aleh V'asu Li Mikdosh V'shachanti B'soichem. It's based on the pasuk that has to do with the building of the Mishkan in this week's parasha, V'asu Li Mikdosh. That includes Shezeh HaKlau Hu Kol HaKalokim, includes the entire Beis HaMikdosh with all of the Kalim, which we'll get back to soon. Okay, so the Rambam understands the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is subsumed within the mitzvah of this week's parasha, building the Mishkan, Vasali Mikdash, Vishachanti, Vesoichem. The Rambam reflects this as well at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Perak Aleph, Alocha Aleph, Mitzvah Sase, Lasas, Bais, Lashem, Muchan, Lios, Makrivim, Boa, Karbonis, Vechoygen, Agav, Shalosh, Pamim, Bashana. Mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash comes from where? Shenemar, Vasali Mikdash. That's where it comes from, according to the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah, though, right over there, quotes from the Smag, who derives it from that pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, that the Gemara here quotes. The pasuk there says in Dvarim Yud Beis, "V'haya Amakom Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Boy L'Shaken Shemo Sham Sham Taviu." That whole pasuk, the pasuk in Parashas Re'ei. So the Smag derives it from that pasuk. Shenemar Bavartim Yishavtim Baris V'Achakach V'haya Amakom Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha Boy L'Shaken Shemo Sham. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Smag derives it from a different pasuk. Why didn't he derive it from the pasuk of the Rambam? Seems like an obvious source. V'asul Mikdash v'shachanti b'saychem, include within that not only the Mishkan but the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Kesef Mishnah, bedas at the Smag. Over here in the fourth line, end of the fourth line, v'nira shaloi rotza loymar shemitzvah hi v'asul Mikdash, like the Rambam, because that pasuk is only talking about the Mishkan shebamidbar. It's not talking about the Beis HaMikdash L'Doros. So the Smag had to find a different pasuk. So he uses the pasuk in Parashas Re'ei, V'ayah Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. The Rambam obviously felt that they're all one Hemshech. The Beis HaMikdash is a Hemshech from the Mishkan. Yes, this pasuk directly is relating to the Mishkan, but the Beis HaMikdash is just not a reincarnation, but a Hemshech of the Mishkan. There was the Mishkan in the Midbar, and that ultimately led to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. But they're really one entity, or one group of entities. They can all be derived from the same pasuk. V'Rabbeinu Lo Niroloi Shemitzvah Hi V'Haya HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokeichem. That pasuk, and why doesn't the Rambam like the source of the Smag? Because that's not really a tzivoy. That's more of a Sipur Dvarim B'Alma, he says. that the place where Hashem chose so and so and so and so, etc., etc., and so on. But it doesn't really command us to, you know, in the form of a directive that we have to do this. So, okay, so we have two sources for the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, it's from the Pasuk Vasali Mikdash, V'shachanti B'Soichim, in this week's Parsha. The Smag derives it from the Pasuk in Parsha Zerei, V'ayomakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. And the Kesef Mishnah explained, why doesn't the Smag use the Pasuk of the Rambam? Because he believes that that relates only to the Mishkan, not to the Beis HaMikdash that will be L'doros. And apparently the Rambam feels that they're all one Hemshechias. The Beis HaMikdash is in fact a continuation of the Mishkan that existed in the Midbar. This seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban as well. The pasuk tells us in this week's parasha, "Va'asu li'mikdash u'shachanti b'soicham, k'chah sheni mara uschas tavnis hamash mishkan v'es tavnis kokega v'chein tasu." So Rashi writes, "What's v'chein tasu? And so shall you do. Obviously, so shall you do. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Obviously, we should do it. No," says Rashi, "l'dorois. If you will lose one of the kelim of the Mishkan, the base, then you should replace it with this exact same type of kli." Meaning everything that's stated here at length in Parshas Truma, the Tzav, is not only for the Mishkan, but that's what should be l'doros in the Beis HaMikdash. You should use these dimensions, this same instructions. So the Ramban disagrees. Look at the end of the third line. Writes the Ramban, "Lo yadati sheyeze emes." Is this really true? She is chayev shloim alasas clay base olam and ketavnis elu. They have shloim haMelech had to make everything to the dimensions as they're specified here in Parashas Truma to Tzava. It's not true. Mizbeach hanechayshes also shloim esrim ama oirech the esrim rochav. Shlomo made it 20 by 20. The mizbeach hanechayshes that was in the Mishkan was 5 by 5, not 20 by 20. So says Ramban, it's not the same dimensions. How could you say v'chein tasa l'doros? That Rashi says everything should be done l'doros the way it was done in the Mishkan. It's not, absolutely not the case, says the Ramban. Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach was much bigger. So there's a commentary on the Rashi. It's a whole group of commentaries on Rashi and Chumash. The Maral is one of them, and the Gur Aryeh is primarily a commentary on Rashi. But so too is the Mizrahi. Eliyahu Mizrahi. So Eliyahu Mizrahi writes that Rashi understood it doesn't mean the exact dimensions, but it's patterned after it. Just like in the Mishkan was 5 by 5, in the Beis HaMikdash, Le'ilam will be 20 by 20, but it's the same ratio, it's equal. So 5 by 5, 20 by 20, one is miniature, one is the full size version, you know, and 2.0. But they're all the same ratio, kind of, same shape. The tavnis is the same, even if the midos, the exact measurements, are not the same. Okay, so the text, fine. So then the Rashi and the Ramban are basically in agreement. What is the machlekes then that exists between them? So at least it sounds like for Rashi, the Beis HaMikdash is patterned after the Mishkan. The same ratio, the same shape of the kelim has to exist, just like it exists in the Mishkan, has to exist in the Beis HaMikdash. And because one is like a hemshech of the other, the Beis HaMikdash is a hemshech of the Mishkan. The Mishkan and the Midbar ultimately culminated in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and the Ramban understand these are two separate entities. What existed in the Mishkan was one thing. What existed in the Beis HaMikdash is an entirely different enterprise. And the two are not related, and therefore he disagrees with Rashi's description of V'chein Tasu L'Doros, that the same way was done in the Mishkan, so it should be done in the Beis HaMikdash. One is not connected necessarily to the other. The truth of the matter is, though, from the Pasuk, it sounds like Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam derived the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash from V'asali Mikdash V'shachanti B'soichah by the Mishkan. Said the Smag, how can you derive the Beis HaMikdash from the Mishkan? So we said Rashi and the Rambam both understand that the Beis HaMikdash is a hemshech of the Mishkan. The size of the shape of the kelim at least is supposed to be the same. The mitzvah, the directive to build the Beis HaMikdash comes from the Mishkan. That's the implication of the Pasuk. Because look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk begins, V'asali Mikdash, you should build the Beis HaMikdash V'shachanti B'soichah. Eis tavnis hamishkan ve'es tavnis kokeilo v'chein tasu. So the pasuk begins, the Archaim HaKadosh notes this. The pasuk begins describing the Mishkan how, as a what? How does the pasuk begin describing the Mishkan? How does it? Va'asu li mikdash. How is it described at the end? Es tavnis hamishkan. Is it a mikdash or is it a Mishkan? So for the Rambam, we can understand it's both. They're really all one and the same entity. One is a hemshech of the other. The pasuk works well according to Rashi and according to the Rambam. Whereas for the Ramban and for the Smag, perhaps it's a little more difficult. Why does the Pasuk vacillate between Mikdash and Mishkan if the two are really separate entities? Okay, but that's the opinion of the Rambam. The opinion, perhaps, of Rashi is that the Beis HaMikdash is derived, the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash is derived from the Pasuk Vasali Mikdash Shachanti Besarichim, because they're really one entity, and that seems to be Rashi's position as well, that the shape of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash L'Doyrois are patterned after or the same as the shape of the Kalim that were in the Mishkan. Yeah.
And
the
Chinta Asu, according to the Ramban, would just be in regards to the Mishkan?
It doesn't mean L'Doyrois, that they have to be exactly the same. Yeah, it would be different. It's a problem for the Ramban, because then why does the Torah spend so much time in the shape of the Kalim of the Mishkan if it's Maida Hava Hava? What was in the Mishkan doesn't necessarily mean it will be the same in the Beis HaMikdash. For Rashi, we understand why the Torah spent so much time in the shape of the Kalim in the Mishkan, because that's the pattern, that's the paradigm, or whatever, that's going to be the same dimensions, or shapes, at least, that have to exist in the Beis HaMikdash of Torah. So we understand it. For the Ramban, it's a little bit more difficult.
The Pasuk uses two different words, Mikdash and Mishkan. Why is that not good for the Ramban?
Because the Beis HaMikdash was one entity, the shape of the Kalim there are one thing, and the Mishkan is a separate thing, or at least for the Smag it's difficult. The Beis HaMikdash is not derived from here. How do you know you have to build a Beis HaMikdash of Pasuk and Parashas where, hey, Uvas HaLamakom HaShoy Yivchar HaShem. Uvas HaMikdash is only the Mishkan. So why are you calling it a Mikdash? Mishkan is Mishkan, Mikdash is Mikdash. For the Rambam, it makes sense. They're all derived from this pasuk. Also, li mikdash, es tavnis hamishkan, because they're all one entity and they're all derived from the same pasuk.
So why would you not use the same word then? Why would the pasuk use the same word?
Because it refers to both. They're all the same. They're interchanged. They're synonyms. Whereas for the smag, they're not really the same. Each one has their own pasuk. The mishkan was vasali mikdash. Makom asher yivchar Hashem is the base hamikdash. So mishkan, mikdash, two separate entities. Therefore, it should be two separate words with two separate. Just like they have two separate psukim. Okay, so this is all nice. The Rambam derives the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash L'Doyrois from that pasuk Vasali Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichem. The problem is the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Malachim Malacha Aleph seems to quote a different pasuk. Writes the Rambam, quoting our Gemara, Shalosh mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'shas k'nisas on la'aretz, three mitzvahs lahamin lahamelech. When the pasuk Sarim Tasim Alecha Melech Lahachris Arosha Amalek Timcha Zecher Amalek Psukim, we're all familiar with this. What about building the Beis HaMikdash Livnos Lan Beis HaBchira? What would we have expected the Rambam to say? Shenemar Vasali Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Seichem. That's not what he says. He said, of course, the pasuk in Parashas Re'ei Uvasal Amakom Asher Yivchar Hashem U'Shichno Sidrushu Uvasal Shoma. That whole parasha from Parashas Re'ei. So the Lecha Mishnah asks Kasha. What's he quoting this pasuk for? What happened to Ba'asali Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichem? Now all of a sudden he's bringing the pasuk of the smag. What's going on? That's the kasha. That's the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. The other problem is, why is the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash according to the Rambam? If the Rabbi said, where's the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash derived from according to the Rambam?
Mishkan.
From the Mishkan. Did that exist before they came into Eretz Yisrael, or only after they came into Eretz Yisrael?
Before.
So what's the problem? Our Gemara says, when did they become chayv to build the Beis HaBchira?
After
they come into Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Rambam, if it's derived from the pasuk of Asuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichem, it really applied when, even before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Gemara say it was only B'Shas K'nisasam La'aretz? They became chayv in the midst of the build of Beis HaMikdash. They really became chayv, according to the Rambam, from the time the pasuk Va'asuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichem, which is much earlier. The Mishnah doesn't ask that question, but it's also a valid question. Yeah.
Changes says two different things. They're being told to build a Mishkan, here told to build a Beis HaMikdash.
You can say that. That's the opinion of the Smag, that the Beis HaMikdash L'Doyrois is not derived from the pasuk of Va'asuli Mikdash Shachanti B'Soichem. The problem is, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in the beginning of Beis HaBchira, derives the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash from this pasuk. So, number one, it existed before they entered Eretz Yisrael. Number two, why is the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim all of a sudden quoting another pasuk? If this is the pasuk, this is the pasuk. Yeah.
You're not really chayv to do it until you're there. Meaning, like, yes.
Not true. The Mishkan had to build.
So then that further on, once the Mishkan is gone, then you're putting in. Now you're entering Eretz Yisrael, so now you.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say the Mishkan had been destroyed.
Right.
Some accident, okay. Yeah. So now, would they have to build another one in the Midbar?
Yeah.
Yes. So why is it only Bishas Knisasim La'aretz existed before?
Does that mean like when Moshe was told about the Arei Mikdash? Does that mean they were chayv then? No, they were chayv upon entering the...
That was only upon entering Eretz Yisrael, but for us in the Mikdash, they had to build a Mishkan in the Midbar. So if the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, as we've kind of proven for the Rambam, are really one entity, they're all derived from the same Pasuk, if that's in fact the case, why does the Gemara say it's only Bishas Knisasim La'aretz? You really chayv to build the Beis HaMikdash earlier from the Mishkan. It morphed into the Beis HaMikdash.
But maybe when it's different. Like that before, we say in Devarim that Hashem says that all the time that we're in the Midbar, we're going to like bring a Korban wherever we are. And now we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to have to like pick a specific place where we're supposed to
be. Close, you're getting there. We're getting there. We're getting there. Close.
If you have the Mishkan, you can't have the Beis HaMikdash. So if you have the Mishkan in the Midbar,
So Salvechik had this kuntres, not a kuntres, a separate sefer called Chidushei Hagram VeHagrid, which is Divrei Torah that was put out by Chaim Salvechik, by Salvechik's son, of different ksavim from his father, from his grandfather. So in that sefer, Chidushei Hagram VeHagrid, quotes this kash of the Lecha Mishnah. He asked the other question that we asked, which is if V'asali Mikdash, V'shachanti b'soichem is the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, why does the Rambam quote here a different pasuk? And number two, doesn't it apply even before they entered Eretz Yisrael? Why does the pasuk say only? Why does the Gemara say only here? Only once they entered Eretz Yisrael. So he explains that in fact there's two concepts. There's one concept of building a place to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's one concept. Building a Beis Hashem. That's v'sa'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem. We have to have a central location through which we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We bring the karbonas. But then, there's another concept. And that is that there's a concept called beis habchira. And that is the chosen place, exclusively. See, v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seichem, building the Mishkan, before they entered Eretz Yisrael, that was creating a central location to which we all serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But as Simon pointed out, they were able to bring bamos. They were able to bring karbanos on private altars. There was one central location, but at the same time, it wasn't exclusive. You could bring karbanos elsewhere. There was a heter bamos. Once they got to Yerushalayim, so that became not only a central location for serving the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem, but the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh is also critical. That teaches us that there's a second element. Uvasa Malkam Asher Yivchar Hashem. That is the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose exclusively, only, and that excluded Bamos. Once Yerushalayim happened, there was no longer a Heter Bamos because that's exclusive. That's the only place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose, and therefore the Rambam evokes a separate pasuk. That's a separate concept. One is Vasali Mikdash Shachani B'Sarchem to establish a central location that applied even in the Mishkan. That applied, I'm sorry, even in the Midbar. Then, what is only b'knisasam la'aretz is liv nos lahem, as the Gemara says, it's meduyak, liv nos lahem beis habechira, to build the chosen exclusive location to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The exclusion of all others. And that was Yerushalayim. And that's why the Rambam quotes the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's why the Rambam quotes a separate pasuk for that. Uvasel HaMokam Asher Yivchar Hashem. That is the one place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. So Salvechik or Moshe Salvechik explained that there's a difference between building a central location serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of Vasel HaMikdash Shachanti B'Seichem. And then there's the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, which is Uvasel HaMokam Asher Yivchar Hashem. That's exclusive. And that's a concept called Beis HaBchira, which is really a separate and distinct concept. Rav Moshe Salavejic continues that that's perhaps the pshat in Rav Chaim Kohn. That's quoted by Tosfos. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah the following, a Mishnah. Look over here, Ozayin. The Mishnah says that each one of the places that the Mishkan traveled, Yesh Acharei HaHeter. Once the Mishkan no longer continued to exist there was a Heter Bamos. Once it got to Shiloh, in the Midbar, there was a Heter Bamos anybody could bring anywhere. But when the Mishkan came to Shiloh, so there was no Heter Bamos anymore. Everyone had to bring the Karbonos in Shiloh. But after Shiloh, there was a Heter Bamos. When the Mishkan no longer existed in Shiloh, so there was a Heter Bamos. Kedushas Yerushalayim ein acharei Heter. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, even if the Beis HaMikdash no longer exists, there will be no Heter Bamos. That's the Gemara in Masechtas Megillah. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, there's no longer a Heter Bamos. So now, if you look at the rest of that Gemara over there in Megillah, it sounds like That depends on a big machlokes, which we discussed earlier in the year, about Kedusha Shnia. Was it Kidsha L'Shaita, V'Kidsha L'Saleva, or Kidsha L'Shaita, V'lo Kidsha L'Saleva? There's a running machlokes in many mesechtas of Shas about the nature of the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, or the nature of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry. When Ezra came back and he was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, when Yeshua was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael, and then they were kicked out at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin Kedusha Rishayna, Kidsha L'Shaita. It was Makadesh Eretz Yisrael for that period of time, V'loi Kidsha L'Saleva. The Kedusha was not enduring. It was not permanent. When they were kicked out, the Kedusha evaporated. It went away. However, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What about Kedusha Shnia? When Ezra and Nehemiah came back and they built the second Beis HaMikdash, does that Kedusha last even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Or did that Kedusha also cease to exist after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Was that Kedusha enduring or not? So the Gemara sounds like this issue of whether or not there's a heter bamos, can you bring karbonos on a private altar after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, should really depend on whether or not Kedusha Shnia was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Kidsha L'Saleva. If it was, so the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is still intact, there's no longer, you can't have a heter bamos. But if Yerushalayim, there's no longer Kedusha there, because Kedusha Shnia was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Loi Kidsha L'Saleva, so then maybe there is a heter bamos. Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha went away, so then you can now bring karbanos on a private altar, just like before the Beis HaMikdash was built. That sounds like what should have been from that Gemara in Masechtas Megillah. However, Tosfos there, and that's the opinion of Rav HaRishonim, that if you, there's an Iser Bamos nowadays, because the Kedusha in Yerushalayim is still intact. If it wouldn't be, there would be a Heter Bamos. So Tosfos quotes though from Reb Chaim Kohn, that no, the Kuli Alma Modu, everybody agrees, the Mishabohu Yerushalayim Neser Abamos. Even if you hold Kedusha Shnia was Kidsha L'Shaita V'Loi Kidsha L'Saleva, it didn't last. Once they came to Yerushalayim and built the Beis HaMikdash, Neser Abamos, V'Shuv L'Hoya Lehen Heter. There was never a Heter Abamos after Yerushalayim. V'Hani Tanoi V'Hop Ligi. This is the Machlaikas about Kedusha Shnia, Kidsha L'Shaita, Kidsha L'Saleva or not. What are they arguing about? The Manda Amar Loi Kidsha, if Yerushalayim was not Kidsha L'Saleva, you can't bring karbonos nowadays, even in the makom of the mikdash, because Yerushalayim is not kitcha l'shaita, kitcha l'saleva. It's over. Once the base of mikdash is destroyed, it's out. You can't bring karbonos there. Ein yochalim lahakriv achshav. Uman damer kitcha. Sover the makom mizbeach mutar lahakriv. The machlokes is, can you bring karbonos in the makom of mizbeach now or not? The one who holds kedusha rishashniya kitcha l'shaita, kitcha l'saleva holds you can. The one who holds that loy kitcha l'saleva holds you cannot. Avaloy bebama. No one holds whether you hold kedusha shnia kitcha l'shaita kitcha l'saleva, even if you hold loy kitcha l'saleva, no one holds it was a heter bamos. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, that's it. No more bamos. So the other Rishonim ask, why? If the kedusha of Yerushalayim evaporated, went away at the time, dissipated at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, why shouldn't we revert back to what existed before the Beis HaMikdash was built and have a heter bamos? It sounds like a reasonable argument. Why would Reb Chaim Kohn argue that there's never going to be a heter bamos after the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, even though the Kedusha dissipated after the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So Moshe Soloveitchik explained the opinion of Reb Chaim Kohn based on this concept. Yes, the Kedusha of Asuli Mikdash and Shachanti B'Soichem, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, that was gone. According to the opinion, Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Shaita Veloy Kitchel Asalava. But at the same time, there's a second concept called the Beis HaBechira, the Makom, which is chosen exclusively to the, you know, precluding bringing Karbonos anywhere else. That is Ladaris according to everyone. Once Yerushalayim was chosen, we came to the final resting place of the Beis HaMikdash after the journey through the Midbar and through the different places in Eretz Yisrael. Once we arrived at the Har Moriah and Yerushalayim, there will never be another place. Even though the Kedusha is gone, Vasili Mikdash Shechanti B'Seichem is no longer here. We have to build a new Beis Hashem. But this is the place which the Ribbono Shel Olam chose. Once we got there, there's never another place you could bring Karbonos. The only machlokes is, can you bring Karbonos there? Or can't you even bring Karbonos there? Because there's no longer Kedusha. But no one would hold, according to Reb Chaim Kohn, that you could bring Karbonos elsewhere. That's how he understood the opinion of Chaim Kohn based on these two concepts. One of the Asuli Mikdash, building a makom of Hashoras Hashchina, and the other one of Beis HaBechira, exclusive place of being Karbanos. This of Chaim Kohn became very problematic for a suggestion that was made at the time of Rebbe Kiva Eger. There was a contemporary of Rebbe Kiva Eger named Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, who has comments on the side of Shulchan Aruch Yerideya called Tzvi LaTzadik. It's printed in the standard Shulchan Aruch. So the Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer in the 1700s had an idea that why can't we buy from the Ottoman Empire, whoever it was at the time, who was ruling over the Har HaBayis? Let's, you know, everything has a price. He knew that in real estate. He didn't pay enough money. So he said, let's buy the Har HaBayis and reinstitute the Akrovas HaKarbonos. So he sent a letter to Moses Montefiore telling him, if you will give me enough money to buy the Har HaBayis, you'll be the Melech HaMashiach. You'll be bring about the coming, you know, that's a real sales pitch. You'll be the Melech HaMashiach, and yeah, there's a chus of reinstituting the sacrificial order, and you're, you know, we'll name it, I don't know, name something after you. There's enough things named after Moses Montefiore in Israel, but we'll name something after you. And he made this whole pitch, and he printed a whole sefer called Drishas Tzion, based on the pasuk Tzion, he, Dorish Einla, this is Tzion, nobody cares. So he says, Drishas Tzion, we're interested in rebuilding Tzion, interested in reinstituting the Akrovas HaKarbonos. So he had it was a halachic argument. First he sent a letter to Moses Montefiore, but he had a halachic argument, which he passed around to Talmidei Chacham of his generation, to the Chassam Sofer, to the Binyan Tzion, to Reb David Kaliner, and the Sheilas Dovin, and Reb Kiva Eger, and they all wrote Ha'oris, backed him, which he printed in the sefer, in his final copy of his sefer Drishas Tzion. So in that sefer, his main chap is the following: there's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid about whether or not we pass in the kedusha of the mikdash was enduring or not. Is there still kedusha in the makom hamikdash? We discussed it earlier in the year when we discussed walking on the harabayas. So the opinion of the Rambam is the Kedusha Shnei of Kitchela Shaita of Kitchela Selava, there's Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael now from the time of the second base of Mikdash, and there is still Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash. Therefore, you can't walk onto the Makom HaMikdash unless you're Tahor in certain parts of the base, certain parts of the Harabais. If we should Kedusha HaMikdash, Yisraelim Ne'ashchina, Shchina in a Betela. It's still Kadosh. The Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid says, even according to the one who holds Kedusha Shnia Kitchel Shaita Vikitchel Asilava, that was only Shar Eretz Yisrael. Aval Yushalayim Ulemikdash? No. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha of the Harabayas dissipated. It's like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's no more holy than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it sounds like from the Ravid. Because they knew that the second Beis HaMikdash would not endure, was not permanent, they didn't endow it with a permanent sense of Kedusha. Therefore, he concludes, Hanichnas Atasham Ein Bo Kares. You walk now onto the Makom HaMikdash, there's no Kares, which again is not a glowing endorsement. We mentioned at the time. If I was going to say, you can walk onto the Makom HaMikdash, I would say carte blanche, you know, go. He doesn't say that. He says, if you go there, there's no Kares. Which a lot of ink has been spilled trying to figure out, well, what did he hold? Is it Mutter, or is it just, there's no Kares? We discussed that once. Okay? But for the Ravid, there is no Kedush on the Makom HaMikdash. So the Ritzvi Hirsch Kalischer came up with a chop like this. He said, according to the Rambam, that there's still Kedush on the Makom HaMikdash, we can bring Karbonos in the Makom HaMikdash. Gizinta hate, there's still Kedusha there. Let's go and bring Karbonos. We'll buy it. Everything has a price. You know, I'm not sure that the Harabais was for sale, but even if it was, okay. Zolzayin Azoy, that they could have bought it, reinstituted Karbonos, but there's no Kedush on the Harabais. According to the Rambam, there is. So you can bring Karbonos there according to the Rambam. Ah, what about according to the Ravid? There's no Kedusha on the Har HaBayis. So said Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, no problem. But there should be a what? If there's no Kedusha on the Har HaBayis, what should there be? A Heter Bamos. If there's no Kedusha on the Har HaBayis, we should revert to the status, to the situation that existed before the Beis HaMikdash was built, that you can bring Karbonos in a private altar. We'll make a private altar in the Makom HaMizbeach. So Memanafshach, we could be able to bring Karbonos. According to the Rambam, Akriven Afal Pishein Bayis, you can bring Karbonos there, there's still Kedusha. According to the Rambam, there's no Kedusha, there should be a Heter Bamos. We'll make the Boma in the Makom HaMizbeach, and Memanafshach, well, according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, we can bring Karbonos there. So it's Rebbe Kiva Eger, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Drishas, and the Aruch Laner, all had major problems. First of all, we don't know where the Mizbeach is. What carbon are you going to bring? We're all Tomei Meis. We have no Kohanim. We have no Big Dick Kahuna. No Machzis HaShekel. There's a whole literature that he started about reinstituting the Akrabas HaKarbanas. But one of the tainas that they had against him was based on this Reb Chaim Kohn. That no, even if you hold that there's no Kedusha there any longer, it doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be a Heter Bamos. Reb Chaim Kohn said, even though the Kedusha doesn't exist there, we don't revert to the situation that existed before, because this is the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. Once we arrived here, you can no longer bring Karbanos elsewhere. And even here is the Machlekes, whether or not there's Kedusha. If there's still Kedusha there, you can bring Karbanos on the Makom HaMizbeach. If there's no Kedusha, you cannot bring Karbanos on the Makom HaMizbeach. And it turns out, therefore, according to Reb Chaim Kohn, if you'll pass in Kedushas HaMikdash was Lod Kitchelas Lava, you can't bring Karbanos anywhere. Because this is the exclusive place, and you can't bring Karbanos here. There's no Kedusha. So you're stuck. So this is one of the major thorns that got stuck for Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer and his suggestion about reinstituting the Hakrabos HaKarbanos was based on this Reb Chaim Kohn, which is really based on these two concepts. One is V'asali Mikdash, V'shachanti B'soichem, building the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to, which is applied in the Mishkan, before they arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and Mishkan Shiloh is also a fulfillment of this. But then there's a second concept of V'asali Makom HaShayivchar Hashem, of building the Beis HaBchi, which is exclusive and eliminates the opportunity to bring Karbanos elsewhere. That's a separate concept, which could perhaps preclude us from bringing Bamas anymore. Okay, but that's why the Rambam quotes these two psukim, because they're really two concepts. They're really two concepts. The Rambam also includes, within the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, which he derives primarily from the mitzvah of Asali Mikdash, Shechanti B'Soichem, the Rambam includes within that not only building the Beis HaMikdash, but also all of the Kalim. Look at the Rambam and say for our mitzvahs I say chaf. I gave it to you over here. Oiz Gimel writes the Rambam, Shazah HaKlal Hu Koilel Chalokim V'Sha Menorah V'Sha Ashokham V'Mizbeach V'Zulasam Kulam He Mechelke HaMikdosh V'Hakol Yikre Mikdosh. They're all included in the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdosh, building the Mishkan, all underneath the umbrella of Asali Mikdosh V'Shachanti V'Soichem. Every one of the Moinei HaMitzvahs has a problem here in Parshas Truman Tetzaveh, and that is there are so many mitzvahs. If you're going to count these, every single one of these Kalim, you're going to end up with many more than 613. So you got to give somewhere. Yeah, you got to figure out something. For the Moinei HaMitzvahs, this is a big problem. So Rambam said, no problem. They're all included within the larger mitzvah of Asali Mikdosh V'Shachanti B'Soichem, is to build all of the Kalim as well. The Ramban takes him to task for this. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. Over here, Ois Tes does not like this. It's not true. They're not part of the house. They're not a light fixture. They're separate mitzvahs. You can have a Beis HaMikdash, you can have the Kalim. Why should the Kalim be part of the Beis HaMikdash? Doesn't make sense. The Ramban says they're two separate concepts. One is the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. The other one is the Kalim. So the Ramban has a different solution. He says the Kalim are not counted as independent mitzvahs. They're just preparatory stages to bringing the Karbanos. But it's a Hechsher mitzvah, not a mitzvah itself. But he's very opposed to the Rambam, who counts them as one mitzvah together with the building the Beis HaMikdash as the Kalim too. The Ramban doesn't think that the two are connected. The Beis HaMikdash is one thing, the Kalim are something else. So that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. What's included in this mitzvah? According to the Rambam, it's just the edifice. According to the Rambam, it's not only the edifice of the Mishkan, it's the Kalim as well. According to the Ramban, it's just the edifice. The Kalim are a separate mitzvah. So this machlokes, the Velt says, this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban is really predicated upon another machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. What is the purpose of the Mishkan? So the Ramban writes, Hinei, at the beginning of Parshas Truma, Ikar hachofetz b'mishkan hu, Mokom menuchas hashchina shehu ha'aron. What is the purpose of building the Mikdash? The Mishkan was to serve as a home for the Shechina in this world. A Mokom of hashruas hashchina, that's it. However, according to the Rambam, the way he characterizes the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan differently. Look at the Rambam all the way back, or his Gimel. Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah, say Chof. Writes the Rambam. How does he describe the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, Shetzivanu Livnos Beis Avoida Boi Yehakrova. How does he describe it? Beis Avoda, house of worship. Not a house for the Shechina in this world, no. A house of worship of Avoidas HaKarbonos. So the Velt says like this, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is a place to bring the Hakravas HaKarbonos. So therefore, it's logical to argue that what should be included in the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash, not only the edifice, but what?
Canaan.
The Kelim. Why? Because the whole purpose of building that house is not an empty house, it's to use it for our Hakravas HaKarbonos. So you got to have a furniture in the house through which you can bring the Karbonos. But according to the Ramban, that the purpose of building the Mikdash, the Mishkan, is not to bring the Karbonos. That's a separate idea, bringing Karbonos. What's the purpose of building the Beis HaMikdash? Building the Mishkan is what? Makom HaShoras HaShchina. So the Karbonos HaKarbonos is something else. Therefore, the Ramban counts the mitzvah of building the Kelim separately from the Mishkan. They're two separate concepts. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is one concept, to build a Makom HaShoras HaShchina in this world. According to the Rambam, it's to build a Beis Avoda, a place of service to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you have to have the Kelim of the that you could use to bring the Karbonos in the house, in the Mishkan. It's part of the same mitzvah, yeah. That's the Ramban.
Right, so according to the Ramban, if that is true, though, like, doesn't it kind of seem strange that like, the Torah would, like, that's a treat thing, like, describe them, and talk about how
you're saying if they're only a preparatory stage to building?
Yeah,
I'll tell you that because the preparation is key. Hachana. We spend 1 hour, most people spend more time preparing for things than actually doing it. It's gone in an instant. So you see the importance of Hakana. I don't think that's so. Hechsher. That's very important, Hakana. I don't think so. According to the Ramban, you fulfill the mitzvah of Asa Limikdash, but not. But according to the Rambam, no. It's not just an empty house. The purpose is to bring the Karbonos, so you have to necessarily have the Kelim there. It's all part of the same thing. I would suggest that perhaps this machlokas goes even deeper. It's my own suggestion. Really to what the heart of why we have a Beis HaMikdash in the first place. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, the Ramban quotes this at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when we're first introduced to Karbonos, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the Ramban quotes Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes in Vayikra, where the Rambam explains, it's a very controversial comment of the Rambam, but the Rambam explains that really the ideal way of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam would be Avoida, Ezuhi Avoida, that's the way we should all be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason we have tangible manifestation, tangible physical structures through which we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a concession to the Avdei Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was coming out of Mitzrayim, says the Rambam. They couldn't handle this coming from Avodah Zarah where everything was Gashmi to all of a sudden everything being Ruchnius. So it's really not ideal. That's the impression you get from the Rambam. But as a kind of a concession to Klal Yisrael's mind frame, as we're coming out of Eretz Mitzrayim, we have a Beis HaMikdash, we have Karbonos, which are in order to transition out of the mindset of being Avdei Avodah Zarah to serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. But ideally, fundamentally, the best way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be through Tefillah. Ruchnius only. What do we need a physical house, physical Karbonos? This is all a concession, all according to the Rambam. It was only necessary because of Klal Yisrael's previous orientation as Avdei Avodah Zarah. And the Ramban disagrees. There's major hashkafic problems for the Rambam. Torah is generally not a knee-jerk reaction to society. Torah, it's a stock of Barais or Bar Alma. That's one reason, on one level, the Rambam's comment is extremely disturbing. The Torah doesn't. Torah is ideals. Is the Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, not a knee-jerk reaction to Kaiser's mindset coming out of Mitzrayim. So that's one problem with the Rambam. But even beyond that, the Ramban disagrees, and he says, no, Karbonos are themselves an ideal. The Beis HaMikdash is itself an ideal. These things are not concessions because Kaiser had a mindset coming out of Mitzrayim over there by the Zara. This is how the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to serve him ideally. And if we could speak about a psak in Hashkafa, we paskin like the Ramban. We don't paskin like this Ramban. We don't have concessions to Klal Yisrael because of a social context that they were in. Most of our Hashkafa in other areas comes from the Ramban. Ramban al-Torah is really the basis for much of our Hashkafa. But at the same time, I believe that this machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban could serve as the background for this machlekes. According to the Rambam, this whole thing is a concession. We shouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't have Karbanos. It was only because Klal Yisrael needed it when they were coming out of Mitzrayim to kind of transition into serving the Ribono Shel Olam purely through Ruchnius. But these are all concessions. So they're all concessions to all one thing. We shouldn't have a Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't have Karbanos either. Klal Yisrael needed these tangible things. So the Rambam lumped them all together. This is the base of Avodah Zarah. Here is your tangible way of serving, physical way of serving Kodesh Baruch Hu. But for the Ramban, that each one is an ideal, that it makes sense to argue a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs a physical manifestation in this world. Physicality, having a tangible way of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not a b'di'evit. That's a lechatchil, that's an ideal. So then it's logical to assume that the Mishkan is one mitzvah, and the Kelim, the Hakravos HaKarbanos, is a separate mitzvah, because each one is an ideal in its own right. It's not a concession. Yeah.
What about on our today, when we see that
it's a machlokes in the Gemara over here.
But still, the opinion, even if it's a Havamina.
That's one opinion in the Gemara, was that they made a mistake. They really shouldn't have had one. The other opinion is no, that they shouldn't have asked it in the way that they asked it for it.
Yeah, but still, the fact that it's there, what does it give?
Also disturbing in a similar way, yes.
Yeah, but there's a pasuk.
But that occurred at the time. Right. Even if that's the way that it was Nisgala, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's, right. But yes, I hear what you're saying. It's the beginnings of the Rambam. Similarly disturbing. Yes. Anyway, so this Machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban, whether or not to count Kelim within the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, could go back to what is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, what is the purpose of the Mishkan, which I might even go back further, which is why do we have a mitzvah of the Mishkan? Why do we have a mitzvah of Karbanos, which are all continuing running machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban? Okay, so we have a mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash. We said at the very beginning that the Gemara here gives us a Seder HaDvarim. First, we have to be Machrid, Lehamelech, maybe, arguably, we've done that already. We have a Jewish government, maybe. And then we have not yet, though, been Machrid Zaro Shalomalek. We haven't done that, therefore we're not necessarily ready to build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Seder HaDvarim hasn't unfolded as it has to unfold. However, the Gemara in Masechta Shavuos limits the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash in another way. The Gemara in Masechta Shavuos tells us in Daf Tezvav Mebeis, Ein Boinen Beis HaMikdash Belayla. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Why not? Minayin shein, but many people accomplish great things at night. Why not? Minayin shein boinim beis hamikdash b'alayu shenemar v'yoyim hakim es hamishkan. I think it's in Parshas Baloyischa. V'yoyim hakimo, b'alayla in hakimo. You have to erect it at night, during the day, not at night. So you see from the Gemara in Shavuos, you cannot build a beis hamikdash at night. And that's how the Rambam paskins, ein boinim hamikdash b'alayla. If you can't build it at night, would women be chayiv in it? Are they chayv in this mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash? I might have argued no. You know why? Mitzvah says it says man grama. There's a time that's excluded. When is that? Night. The problem is the very same Rambam in Perek Alpha Beis HaBechira Lochi Yud Beis writes, Ein Beis HaMikdash Belayla V'hakol chayav in Livnois Ulesoed. Everyone is chayv to build it and strengthen it. Ba'atzman uvimimaynan, personally and supporting it financially, anoshim v'noshim kimikdash hamidbar, just like the Mishkan in the Midbar. So women are chayiv. So Frecht, the Velt, all the achrayim ask on the Rambam, how could women be chayiv? Isn't this a classical mitzvah essay, shazman grami? You're not chayiv to do it at night. Yes.
It's not like a specific time. It could be any time ever.
But not at night. That's a mitzvah essay, shazman grama. Time-bound mitzvah, why not? You can't do it at night. So the truth of the matter is, there's another problem with that Gemara in Shavuos. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that says the Beis HaMikdash can be built at night. Look, the Gemara says, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Amid Aleph, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Masak and Zeich LeMikdash, we should take Lulav all 7 days of Sukkos. Really, Midoraisa, we only take Lulav in the Beis HaMikdash all 7 days. Outside, Bimedina, in the rest of the city, is only the first day. But he was Mesakin, we should all take it 7 days, Zeich LeMikdash. Then he was Mesakin, also Zeich LeMikdash, Sheyehei Yoim Hanef Kulo Yoser. Yoim Hanef, Rabbi says, is the day that they brought the Karban Ha'omer, second day Pesach. Normally, you'd be allowed to have the new wheat right after you brought the Karban HaOmer. But it would depend on the Karban HaOmer. It's not right away in the morning. You can't bring it instantaneously in the morning. First, you have to bring the Tumah Shel Shachar. Then afterwards, you could bring the Karban HaOmer, but it takes a little time to get things up and rolling. So you can't have your new wheat for your old meal, porridge, whatever you have over there in the morning. You can't have wheat. You'd have to have old wheat. You can't have the new wheat because the Karban HaOmer hadn't been brought yet. What about at the time that there's no Beis HaMikdash? How do we eat the new wheat? We have no Karban HaOmer anymore. So the answer is, you're right, in the absence of the Karban HaOmer, the new wheat becomes permitted that day, second day Pesach, Yom HaNeif, right away in the morning. Comes Alois HaShachar, Netzach Chama, right away, the new wheat is mutter. You don't have to wait for the Karban. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Masakein, that on the nowadays, you can't have the new wheat all second day Pesach. Why? In the morning, right away, it's permitted. So why? Because Mehera Yibona Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, what will happen? You'll have to wait for what? It won't be mutter right away in the morning. You'll have to wait after the Karban HaOmer is brought. And people will say, oh, last year we had it right away in the morning. Why do I have to wait now or after the Karban HaOmer? They won't know they have to wait for the Karban HaOmer. Last year we had it right away in the morning. So they'll have it right away in the morning. They won't know. You have to wait till the Karban HaOmer. So, but ask the Gemara, 1 minute, why do you have to asher the whole day? I understand you have to bring the Karban HaOmer. When should you asher it till? So, asher it till Chatzos. Chatzos Hayom. Asher till Chatzos. Because the Mishnah says, HaRechaikim Mutar MeChatzos Hayom Al-Holon. It never took later than Chatzos to bring the Karban HaOmer. What could possibly take so long? So, why did he asher it? Even in the existence of Karban HaOmer, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, it will be mutter by Chatzos. So say, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash built, people shouldn't have the new wheat before Chatzos. Because even when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, it'll never take till after Chatzos. So Memanav will always be mutter after Chatzos Hayom. So why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only answer until Chatzos? Says the Gemara, no, because there'll be a time when maybe the Karban HaOmer will be extended past Chatzos Hayom. When will you ever have such a situation that you'll need till after Chatzos Hayom to bring the Karban HaOmer? Why won't it be ready to go? So said the Gemara, well, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built last minute. Either right before the Shkia of first day Pesach, or maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt the night of second day Pesach. That's when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. We're not going to be ready to go with the Karban HaOmer by Chatzos Hayom. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai L'Doyros was Masake. No one can have the new wheat till the end of the second day Pesach, because their Beis HaMikdash maybe will be rebuilt at night. We won't be ready to go with the Karban HaOmer. We don't want people to be Chas V'Shalom Nichshol and having new wheat before they can. So fine, he asked for the entire whole second day. But ask Rashi, Vim Toimar, Heichi Mishkachas Lo De'ivni B'Chameser B'Yom Tov. First of all, how could it be built before the Shkia? Can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, right, mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash right next to Shabbos. Teach us the Beis HaMikdash is not Doicha Shabbos. Building the Beis HaMikdash, all of the Malachas that are Usher on Shabbos are derived from the Malachas HaMishkan. Can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. You can't build it on Yom Tov either. So the two suggestions of the Gemara were, why is it going to be so last minute? We're not ready to go with the Karban HaOmer. Either was built first day Pesach. So I asked Rashi, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash first day Pesach. It's Yom Tov. Or it was built at night. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night either. You can't build it at night or on Yom Tov. So Emfert Rashi says, Hani Mili Binyan Bidei Adam. That's only if you build it through the efforts of human beings. Ava Binyan Ha'asid Lava Bidei Shamayim. Who says Rashi, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will fall from the sky. It's going to be built not by us. That's reflected, we say in the Tfilas Nachem on Tisha B'Av, we say, Be'esh Hitzasa, Ube'esh Asid, you know what I'm talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash with fire. Ube'esh Asid Livnaisa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the third Beis HaMikdash with fire. Meaning, we're not going to be the ones to do it. It's going to be built by the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going to be built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam seems to disagree. Look over here, the Rambam. Perek Yudav, Malach, Malach Aleph. That's why some were opposed in 1967 also to building Beit HaMikdash. Third Beit HaMikdash is going to fall from the sky. We don't have to do anything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring it, Rashi said. Why do we have to get involved in building Beit HaMikdash? buying it and all these things. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say he's going to take care of it. Look at Rashi, he's going to fall from the sky. The problem is the Rambam writes in Perek Yudalef, Melech Melech Aleph, HaMelech HaMashiach, this is one of the simanim, the signs that he is indeed the legitimate Melech HaMashiach, Asa Lama Lahakser Malchus Dovali Yeshna, he'll revitalize or reinstall the Malchus Beis David, Ubaina HaMikdash Mekabet Nidche Yisrael, he'll gather in all the exiles and he will build the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like a human being is going to do it. So which is it? Is it a human being or is it going to fall from the sky? Some said it's both. Rabbi Zevin, who we've mentioned in the past, has an article in the Army Journal. Look at the times it used to exist. It was a Torah journal put out just for the Army. He used to be the chief chaplain in the Army called Machanayim. So in that journal, it's actually a Maram Shik already in his Chuvis, says that there's two possibilities of building the Beis HaMikdash. You might be familiar with this. If you turn to the Gemara Tzadichas Amid Aleph, the Gemara tells us, quotes a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu, that the Geula Asida will come Be'ita Achishana. A pasuk in Sefer Yishayahu, I'm sorry. Be'ita Achishana, in its time, and will hasten it. So which is it? Ksiv Be'ita, maybe 15 lines up from the bottom, Rami Ksiv Be'ita Ksiv Achishana. In its time, and it will come hastily. Which is it? Says the Gemara, Zachu, if they come, if we're Zeche, the Gula Asida could come anytime we want. Anytime we're ready. Loi Zachu Be'ita. There is a time, a fail-safe, a safety net, when whether we're ready or not, whether we're worthy or not, based on the Gula Asida is coming. That's how the Shagasari resolves the problem. We say, Ani Mamim Muna Shlema, Vias HaMashiach, Mashiach could come anytime. What happened to Benissa Nigalu, Benissa Nasidin Ligoel? Whenever Nisan comes, everyone quoting. Benissa Nigalu, Benissa Nasidin Ligoel, we first redeemed in Nisan, we'll ultimately be redeemed in Nisan. Which is it? Can it come anytime or only in Nisan? Says the Shagasari, it depends. Be'ita, in its time, meaning the fail-safe, that's Nisan. But if we're Zecha, then it could be Achishena, it could come at any time. So too, said Rabbi Zevin, says the Maram Shik, it could come if we want to build it anytime we build it. He was trying to advocate for more proactive stance. If we want to build it, whenever we rebuild it, it can come. If we wait around, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will build it falling from the sky in fire. But ideally, we could build it by ourselves. For 1 minute, how can it be the base? I mean, there's going to fall from the sky. So you see, at night is not excluded. From the Beis HaMikdash being built, is that we can't build it at night. But the mitzvah continues to exist at night. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. You see from this halacha, the Beis HaMikdash can fall at night. Meaning we can't build it, but does the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah to build it, does that continue to function at night? Yes, it does. Varaya, it could fall from the sky at night. So you see the concept, if it would be built at night, it wouldn't be Beis HaMikdash puzzle. Would it be treif? Would it be illegitimate? It would be illegitimate Beis HaMikdash just because it fell at night. We can't engage in building it at night, but if you would, it would be a kasha Beis HaMikdash. So if that's if that is indeed the case, so Stiper suggests perhaps that's the Yisha for the Rambam. The Rambam said there's no Beinim Beis HaMikdash at night, but yet women are chayiv. Why are women chayiv? Why should women be chayiv? It's a mitzvah esei shezman grama. So perhaps we can say the mitzvah continues to exist at night. Varai is the Beis HaMikdash could fall from the sky at night. Be a kosher Beis HaMikdash. The only problem is we can't engage in building it at night. Ooh. So, but that should not exclude women. Since the mitzvah continues to exist, even though we're physically unable to do it at one point or another, it doesn't mean that the mitzvah is limited. Be a mitzvah essay, says my grandma. For example, we have a mitzvah, let's say, to build something. A mitzvah. So Shabbos, you can't do it because it's also on Shabbos. That doesn't mean it's a mitzvah sashay shazman grama. Women are chayiv, fundamentally. Just if you're physically limited from doing it on Shabbos, because it's also to do it on Shabbos. So to over here, the mitzvah continues to function at night. It continues to exist at night. Just we're limited from building it at night. If it would actually fall from the sky, that would be fine. So perhaps we see that the mitzvah continues to function even at night, even though we are limited. We are not allowed to build it at night, but the mitzvah continues to exist. Therefore, it's not a mitzvah sashay shazman grama. Okay, shkaifer.